And so Acts 10:38 sums it up, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Now listen to the next word. Who went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil. Notice what he did. But here he's been beaten, spit on, slapped. I'm going to read you a few more scriptures in a minute. They hit him with their fists repeatedly. They spit in his face. They slapped him. They scorned him. Mocked him. For what reason? Not one thing that he ever did was wrong. Why all this happened? He did it. He allowed this to happen. And Peter tells us why. Isaiah tells us. Matthew tells us. And we'll look at that later. But why did they do this to him? Why was he beaten like this? Why did he take all this punishment? Why was his body so badly beaten? Why did he take so much pain and suffering like this? What was the reason? Peter says, by his stripes, you were healed. This was the punishment that he took so you could be free. Did you hear what I said? This is why when you don't know Jesus, you act like those that crucified Jesus. You talk against it. You won't believe it. Yet, it's on record. We got scripture after scripture after scripture recorded in the Bible. And you cannot find one scripture in the Bible where Jesus lied, where he stole, where he raped somebody, where he cussed somebody out. You can't find one. But you can find many, 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 many. That where he went from city to city, town to town, he healed, he saved, he fed, he raised the dead, he set the captive free. That was a session, funeral in session. Woman had, excuse me, her only son. They was taking him out to bury him. He stopped the burial. And said to the young man, I say unto you, arise. Said he, set up. I said, he set up. Listen to what he said. Young man, I say, arise. He set up. Now listen to this. None of those Pharisees that were persecuting him, screaming at his trial, crucify him, crucify. They had an opportunity to receive. One or the other, Pilate, gave them that opportunity. Say, do you want us to give you this, a Jesus or Barabbas? They cried out, give us Barabbas, a murderer, a thief. You can see what side they was on. And what he said, what you want me to do with Jesus? Crucify him. Crucify him. I mean, they were vicious. How can you be a righteous person? I want y'all to get this. How can you be a righteous person? And here's a man on trial for doing wrong, they say, and you can't find nothing he ever did wrong. Amen. Come on. He took this. He didn't say a word. because he knew it was your redemption, my redemption, our freedom, that the world would be set free by what he was doing. Even the one that was doing the violence to him, he was redeeming them. And later on, when they found out they were wrong, some of them repented. Are you hearing me today? So he went through all of this pain, torture, being tormented, lied, laughed at, poked fun at. And all you can find on his record, how God anointed Jesus. And Jesus went and did good. Fed people. Clothed people. Sheltered them. In the desert, 5,000 men, beside women and children, did what? He fed them. And no one in the history of time, only God, did this when he rained down manna from above. No man ever did this. Take two fish. Are you listening? Two fish and 5 loaves of bread and fed 5,000 men besides women and children. And they said the crowd, that crowd approximately, they estimated about 20,000 or better. I'm staying on the low side. He took two fish, 5 loaves of bread. Hallelujah. But here he is on trial, being scorned, lied on, beaten, spit on, and he didn't say a word. Listen, let me give you some more scripture so we can get the full impact of this. Listen to what Isaiah said. Isaiah 50 and 6. Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 6. This is from the Passion Translation as well. Isaiah 50 and verse 6. I offer my back to those who flogged me. They flogged me. He said, I offer my back. Those that flogged me. And my cheek to those who tore out my beard. Can you imagine this taking a man's beard and just ripping it out? For what reason? Satan hated him, but Jesus knew what he was doing. I'm so glad that we have a Savior like this. It's going to get better. But I want you to see stuff you're going through, stuff that's why I stand my ground against everything. I want you to hear me now. I stand my ground. What you mean is that I stand my ground. I stand on the word of God. Against every sickness, every spiritual attack, every financial lack, every kind of confusion, because I know where it came from or where it's coming from. And he said he offered his back, my back, to those that flogged at me. And my cheek to those who tore out my beard. I never hid my face from the demeaning insult, or from those who spit on me. He took it. Are you hearing me? He took it. He took it. Hallelujah. And then Isaiah 50, and now listen to this now. Isaiah 52, 14. Still reading from the Passion. Just as many was appalled at the sight of him, For so marked was his appearance, like an object of horror. They beat him so till he did not listen. He no longer looked like a man.